Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babakian to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin. How are you going?
Hi, good morning, Shannon. All right, thank you very much.
Well, we're well and truly feeling the cooler weather right now.
Right, we're getting right into it now because of the front passed yesterday, and behind it there's a cold air moving towards our region and producing colder temperatures and some windy conditions on the coastal fringe. But the condition is drying up. I mean, looking in terms of how much rain is going to come out of it, nothing. Nothing happening at this stage. What's happening there? The cold front over Tasman Sea now moved to the state yesterday, establishing windy conditions, which is right now in cool conditions. Over the next several days, high pressure system will drift over the New South Wales and bring in drier conditions. And again, we say some cool mornings. After the high pressure moves in that area, the morning temperature will drop. Cool mornings. That's what's going to happen. That's the weather patterns. Looking at 2 weeks outlook, week one, 11th of May till 17th of May, Saturday, bit of cloud on a Gloucester area, Barrington area, wind west-southwesterlies, humidity 44%, and then if there's any rain on a hill on the Barrington, in that area, not even 1 millimeter, half millimeter, which just means nothing. Soil moisture is 20%, soil temperature 13 degrees. On Sunday, partly sunny, maximum temperature 20, wind southeasterlies at 5 knots, 49% humidity, 20% soil moisture, 13 degrees soil temperature. On Monday, few cloud, maximum temperature 22, wind north-northeasterlies, 5 to 15 knots, humidity 58%, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 15.5. Tuesday, few cloud, maximum 22, wind will turn southeasterlies at 5 knots, humidity 45%, no rain at all, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature about 16 degrees. On Wednesday, few cloud, maximum temperature 21, wind east-southeasterlies at 5 knots, maximum temperature will be about 21 degrees, humidity 55%, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature about 15 degrees. On Thursday, few cloud, maximum temperature 21, wind east-southeasterlies at 4 knots, and humidity 51%, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 15.6%. On Friday, light rain showers very much, just a little bit light, about 2.5 millimeters. Temperature, maximum temperature 20 degrees, and south-southeasterlies at 5 knots, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 15 degrees. So for first week, the whole assessment is soil moisture, soil temperature very important. All soil moisture is about 20%, soil temperature between 14 and 15 degrees. That's what temperature is for first week. Week two, starting from 18th of May till 23rd of May. Saturday, the 18th of May, rain, maximum temperature 18, wind northeasterlies, 15 to 16 knots, humidity 65%, 6 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 16 degrees. On Sunday, few clouds, looking at maximum temperature 20, wind turning north-northwesterlies at 5 knots, 47%, no rain at all, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 16 degrees. On Monday, few clouds, maximum temperature 21, north-northwesterly winds again, 8 to 20 knots wind, 68% humidity, and then soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 17 degrees. On Tuesday, the 21st of May, there's going to be rain, temperature 21 degrees, west-southwesterlies. So the wind changes from northwesterlies for Monday. On Tuesday, because west-southwesterlies means change coming through. On southwesterlies, 68% humidity, 14 millimeters of rain possible, and then soil temperature 15 degrees. On Wednesday, few cloud, maximum temperature 20. Wind south-southeasterly 7 knots, humidity 60%, soil moisture 26%, soil temperature 14 degrees. On Wednesday, looking at few clouds again, 20 degrees temperature, south-southeasterly 7 knots, nothing changed. On Thursday, few cloud, maximum temperature 20, wind east-southeasterly 6 knots, humidity 65%, soil moisture 24%, soil temperature 14 degrees. So you could see the whole assessment, whole 2 weeks. Week one is very little rain on Friday the 17th, about 2.5 millimeters. Otherwise, the rest of the week is dry. Humidity is about 40 to 50%. And then temperatures are within 20, 21 degrees, 22 degrees. On second week, there's rain on the 18th, 6 millimeters. Rain on Tuesday, 14 millimeters. 20 millimeters of rain expected for second week. I hope that's going to occur, and that's going to be very important. Well, thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We really do appreciate it. And if you'd like to ask Martin a question, you can email support@bucketsradio.com.au. And for the full forecast, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.